One last one I'm going to sneak in, although our time is up. What would happen in a sequel to Atlas Shrugged? When Galt goes back to the world, does he find a really free society, or are there still remnants of the old one? And the answer to that is, this is a romantic, not a naturalist novel. She is writing fiction to present the essentials of life in the universe, and given the nature of man, she is not saying, now, if you go on strike and get this hideout and so on, and you beat down the current government, the next thing will be, you'll start the Department of Waterworks, and then the Department of whatever. That's ridiculous. Nothing happens after Atlas Shrugged is over. Atlas Shrugged is a theory, is a story. If you want to make another story, which would be a violation of copyright, by the way, another story which picks up with the same characters, that is not the original novel. There is no way to continue fiction and ask, is this really what happened? Nothing really happens after the story is over, unless you're inspired by it and you want to write a novel that doesn't violate the copyright. That's why it's so horrible for the heirs and estate of people like Margaret Mitchell to take that priceless, wonderful novel and decide they're going to allow a sequel to it. That is, I think, as corrupt an action as possible. Giving into the public domain, or into anybody, the works of someone who's dead, who can't contest it.